It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Dr. Mark Chavez is a name that I've talked to you guys about before. He is one of the doctors who was busted in the Matthew Perry case. And he recently appeared before a judge in the federal court and pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine. And if you're a little confused because you already heard about him pleading for stuff, the only other story we heard about this doctor was that he quickly cut a deal with the feds right after different arrests were made in connection to Matthew Perry's death. So once, like, people started getting caught and stuff, he pled guilty to, or like, he did a plea deal, but now he actually did plead guilty to one count of conspiracy. So he's formally entered in. He's facing up to 10 years in prison, but the sentencing won't happen until next April.
I know that, like, we know all this stuff, and there was the Hulu special about how this is happening so bad in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That so many celebrities came out, and including the Osbournes came out and Raven Simone came out and just talked about just how they target celebrities. But it just feels real and gross when it finally becomes real. Like, they're just, they're like actually pleading guilty. They're not even trying to fight it. I feel like everyone tries to fight. They're like, you know what? No, we were taking advantage of people like Matthew Perry for a long time. People who are sworn in to do no harm. We're doing harm on purpose. Like, it's so gross.
It is crazy to think about, especially, like you said, given the people that they are dealing with. You'd think that they'd be, like, extra cautious in anything that they're doing in regards to these different
doctors.
Treatments. Yeah, it's insane.
So, I heard stories that they were targeting rehab facilities. They knew people were most vulnerable.
Wow.
And that they would, like, work with rehab facilities to send them to be, like, their doctors so they can do this. Like, that's insane to me.
Awful.
Yeah, I also heard, I know everybody has to have representation, but the guy who's representing Dr. Chavez, his statements were just really gross to me. He was like, Mark is accepting responsibility and we do agree that his license should be revoked.
But yeah,
like,
no doubt.
Well, obviously his license should be revoked. How about prison time on top of it? So I'll keep you guys updated as that sentencing happens in April. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
You guys know I love a good Time Magazine list, and they just released their 100 Next list of emerging leaders yesterday. If you haven't heard of that, it's basically a list where they select 100 people from around the world who they believe are emerging leaders in the shaping future. So some of the artists I think were really interesting. Sabrina Carpenter was nominated on that list, and she wasn't just on the list. She was the cover of the magazine for this list, which I think is huge. Like, this isn't just in the United States. This is around the world. People are selected who they think are super influential, and they picked Sabrina.
I feel like she's the biggest young artist out right now. I know there's, like, you could always debate it because there's, like, artists that are emerging, like the Teddy Swims of the world, Chappelle Ronan, and things like that. But I feel like Sabrina Carpenter is, I feel like, right now in a league of her own.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it does. Along in the artist chain, Victoria Monet was also nominated. Ashley Park from Emily in Paris was nominated. And Nicola Coughlin from Bridgerton was also nominated as well. Phenoms, Shaboozy, and Renee Rapp were some familiar names on that.
Shaboozy is another artist that I feel like, you know, culturally is changing what country music is considered. Mm-hmm. So he's another artist I do feel like, but I don't think he's in the same category as Sabrina Carpenter, but it makes sense that he was nominated.
Renee Rapp, how do you feel about that,
AB? I saw her in New York last year.
Wow.
She's interesting too because she's like a dual threat. She's in one of the shows that it hasn't come back for a third season, but like Sex Lives of College Girls. Mm-hmm. So funny. She's
it is
so
coming
great.
Back. They've filmed it.
Oh, really? Yeah. So it hasn't come back. She's not going to be in it, though, right? Is
she's moving? In like two episodes.
She's moving on from it and moving in the direction, but she's one of those dual threats. Sabrina Carpenter was somebody who was a dual threat person, mm-hmm. but is then focused on music. So very Sabrina Carpenter of her.
And then another thing that really stuck out to me, I haven't seen this damn show, but everybody has apparently, Baby Reindeer for the Innovators.
Yeah, people love
the
that.
The Innovators category. Richard Gadd from Baby Reindeer was nominated for this list.
Yeah, it's a big show. Yeah, people love that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And also Vince Staples as well. You can check out the full list from The Time magazine. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.